This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's time to welcome our special guest. He's a writer for Saturday Night Live and is the co-creator, writer, and star of the HBO series Los Spookies. Please welcome Julio Torres.
Hello. Oh, wow. It's a rally.
That's amazing.
Oh, wow.
So you moved to New York City from El Salvador in 2011, 2010?
2009.
2009.
If you kept going, you would have...
One more.
You would have been right there. Yeah.
I knew what year you graduated, and so I was
working backwards. I graduated college in 2011.
Okay, and you went to the new school here.
I went to the new school, yes.
And then you decide that you want to perform.
So I wanted to be a writer.
Yeah.
And I wanted to write for TV and I wanted to write for film and maybe theater. And I graduated and I was like, huh, I still don't know how to do any of that. So then I was working the co-check as a liberal arts graduate.
Yes, exactly.
Also at the same point, just worried about just getting a visa and just like staying here and just constantly thinking about that and thinking, what if my days here are numbered and I won't get to become that writer I wanted to become? And then for whatever reason, I thought, you know what? I should just do stand-up because that'll solve it. Because I don't need to... pay anyone any money to do it.
Right.
I only have to Google New York open mic and hope for the best.
So, you Google New York open mic.
Yeah.
And where do you decide to go?
This was not my first open mic, but I found myself very comfortably going every, I think, Wednesday afternoon to this Italian restaurant in Little Italy called Cha-Cha's. What I liked about Cha-Cha's and something that I am, one of the themes that I'm currently unpacking with my therapist is that Cha-Cha's was the most difficult option I could find. Mm-hmm. Because, such as being a stand-up, but like people my age or people who would like what I do did not go to Cha-Cha's.
So you became a writer on Saturday Night Live, and your stuff is totally different than everybody else's. And one of the videos that I just thought was so funny, the shorts, was the one mocking the papyrus font for being the font of Avatar.
I don't think it was mocking the papyrus font as so much as it was fighting the papyrus
fighting
font.
Fighting it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So because papyrus was in control. You know what I mean?
You're right.
Yeah, it's a tale of man versus world.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Did the graphic designer from Avatar ever respond to...
Well, they have since changed the logo for the sequels. Is what is... And also the Avatar Instagram account... finally developed some humor over the whole debacle. And I think at some point tweeted at me or something, like jokingly being like, haha, we fixed it, but with the Avatar in Comic Sans. And I was like, oh, that's funny. Yeah.
So you have a new show on HBO that you created, star in, and write on with Fred Armisen and comedian Anna Fabrega called Los Spookies.
Yes.
And you play Andreas, an heir to a chocolate fortune.
Yes.
A chocolate fortune.
A burdened heir to a chocolate fortune.
And right, and the group comes together because you form a horror group.
Yes, which, to quote Carol Kane's character in the show, what the hell is a horror group?
What is a horror group?
Well, this group of friends make horror experiences for whomever might be in need of them. So it's a business that, like, say, for example, you were the mayor of a small town that was suffering for lack of tourism because in the episode, your tourist attraction was an owl with a wig on and the wig got lost.
Yes.
And now you're trying to bring tourists into the town. Los Spookies can make a Loch Ness-style monster for you, and then tourists will come and check it out. And the town is saved.
And it works.
And it works.
And it works.
We've been describing it as Scooby-Doo in reverse.
Yes!
Where they don't solve the mystery, they create it.
Yes.
They are on the side of the deceit. Yeah.
And you have a new comedy special also on HBO called My Favorite Shapes with Julio Torres.
Yes.
It is unlike any comedy special I've seen before. You take objects from your past and your present, and they come out on a conveyor belt, and you tell personal stories and jokes about them.
Yeah, so there was like a big hole in the market for that, so I decided
to... Any objects that didn't make the cut?
Oh, so many. It was heartbreaking, but that's just show business.
Can you give me one that you were... Yeah, that is showbiz, baby.
Yeah, there was Floyd. So my air conditioning unit, so you know how when you buy like an appliance, it comes with these like gorgeously complex like styrofoam barriers?
Yes.
Floyd was one of them, and I was just so entranced with him. But you know, I toured with him. He came to Edinburgh, and so he was like very much a part of the cast and the team. But ultimately, you know, due to time and the strength of new shapes, Floyd did not ultimately make the cut.
No, he didn't make it.
Yeah, but now he lives in the storage unit.
The storage unit.
Yeah.
But I love it because it's very personal. Mm-hmm. And it is personal on so many levels. I read that your mother and your sister were a part of the design for the whole thing. And
for the set, yes.
For the set and part of your costume?
Yes. So my mom designed clothes when I was a little boy, which explains a lot. She's an architect by trade in El Salvador. And my sister since then has... blossomed into this very talented designer as well. Something I always thought about is that my mom would make dollhouses for me because there was no dollhouse in existence that was exactly how I imagined it. So I was like, but like the doors have to open this way and the staircase has to come here. And it was like, or else... I might as well not play at all. And my mom would take cardboard and an X-Acto knife and make these houses for me. So now that I'm lucky enough to do a stand-up special, I was like, well, they should design the set. And it was really fun trading emails with them just about the height of the stairs. Just like being in discussions about like, well, you know, the stair has to be tall enough so that this like big prop can come under it, but also not too tall that I'm scared of falling. And God, I don't want a handrail because that'll ruin everything. So it was just a New York El Salvador collaboration that I'm so happy with.
Are they into your comedy? Do they watch your stuff and they're like, "This is brilliant. You're everything we ever hoped."
My mom only speaks Spanish.
Yeah.
So that was something that was like, that caught me off guard about Los Spookies, that I was like, oh my God, she can sit and fully immerse herself in something I made, which was the first time ever happened.
Yeah. Julio, are you ready for an Ask Me Another challenge?
Here's the thing. I am not, but I am. I am excited. I've, of course, listened to this show, and it's very fun, and it's very soothing. I don't like games.
Okay.
But I am very excited to be the fun, soothing thing for someone else to listen
to. Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
So, Julia, on Los Espookys, you play a member of a horror group.
Yes.
That stages fake supernatural events. So we wrote a quiz about hoaxes that actually happened in real life.
Yes.
Okay, but don't worry, it's multiple choice. And if you do well enough, Ashley Podopleski from Seattle, Washington will win and ask me another Rubik's Cube. All right, the most famous image of the Loch Ness Monster was published in 1934 in the Daily Mail. It was a hoax, later to be revealed.
What?
What? What was really in the picture? Was it A, a big hairy toe in the bathtub? B, a toy submarine with a fake head and neck attached? Or C, a weird-looking swan?
I desperately want to say the toe, but I think it's the swan.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. It was the toy submarine.
It was a toy submarine. So that was deliberate.
Yeah. I know, someone made it.
So that's in a spooky at work. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Good one.
Okay.
All right, in the early 1900s, two girls in Cottingley, England, faked a series of photographs so convincing that supposedly even Sir Arthur Conan Doyle said that they proved the existence of what legendary creatures? A, fairies. B, mermaids. Or C, landlords who care.
Oh, I am going to say fairies.
Yes. I mean, I love that people just believed it at all. This woman...
But don't we wish that they were right? Yeah.
She just took illustrations from a children's book and faked these photos with that. And people were like...
And they fooled Sir... What's his face?
I know, Sherlock Holmes. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, this is your last clue. What is a phantom settlement? Is it A, resolving a legal dispute with a Ouija board? B, a town whose tourism industry is fueled by local ghost stories. Or C, it's when a cartographer puts a fake town on a map as a trap for would-be plagiarists.
I think it's that.
Yes, it is that.
Wow.
Yeah, so there was a thing that was actually reported by Robert Krulwich on NPR. So in 1930, two cartographers put a fake town on a map of New York State. It was called Aglo. And it was a way to catch plagiarists. And
like, aha, you copied my map, you
that's
idiot.
That's right. congratulations, you did it,
thank
Julia.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, you and Ashley Podopleski won Ask Me Another Rubik's Cubes. Julio will be back to play another game later in the show. Give it up for Julio Torres.
Thank you.